see.
Oh, hi, Julian. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yeah.
Hi. You wanted to reactivate the site for $49 monthly?
You say reactivate the site? I thought you said that it was still open. If I didn't pay today, it's going to be closed.
The account canceled earlier today, so if you would like to reactivate the site, we just have to take payment and then send the technicians a note to reactivate it.
And how much is that?
If you want the Google, the Facebook, the Bing, all of the mobile optimization, making sure you come up from the iPhones, Androids, tablets, and the voice-activated devices, plus the Facebook ads, all of that is $249 month to month. Or if you wanted to keep all of that canceled and just keep your website, I don't recommend that unless it's a last resort, but you could do that and just pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
So the website would be still up, but the optimization and all that stuff would be over. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, because the $249 package, that's what you're paying us for, because Google changes the algorithms daily. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data and ensures that you never fall off the first page. But if that portion of the package cancels, then you just have the website up and running, which, you know, it is 2024 and you need to have a site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand what you mean. However, I just don't feel like you guys are doing your job, really, to be honest. But I'm still not getting any calls. So I'm saying, if you guys are doing what you're supposed to do, I'm on the front page. Who's on the front page that don't get any calls? That doesn't make any sense. So I'm just saying, I don't know what's going on or the optimizations or whatever you say you're doing. Something may happen right here. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's been my complaint the whole time. I haven't got, ever since I've hired you guys, I haven't gotten a single outside call from anyone. Anyone.
So here's one thing I want to touch base with you is that when we bring on a new client and we get the Google page verified and optimized and on the first page, sometimes there's some correspondence that is needed on your end in order to get it verified. So an email went out on March 18th, action needed, Deleon, Google. Start Google video verification, no response. We called you. Then they sent it again on March 25th. They sent it again on March 30th. They sent it again on April 3rd. They sent it again on April 6th. They sent it again on April 11th. So what's happening there behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a business actually in the area. So what Google will do is they have us send that email out and follow up with you, which we did many times with no response. But when we call and we talk to you about it, it's not a live video verification where you're on like a Zoom call with Google. All it is you go into that form that we sent you, and then you upload some documents just to prove that you're a valid business in the area. And it could be something as simple as an invoice with your work address on it or a work vehicle with your license plate, a business registration. I think there's about 7 different suggestions on that form. And then once you upload that, then we get on the video call with Google and we get the listing verified.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, this is not the first time that I've done that. I've done that before in relation to the video call. I sent you guys pictures. I uploaded pictures. Same thing when I had my daughter to go online with someone over there and do the same thing. This is not the first time that I didn't do that. I've done that. And basically they says, oh, well, you need to do a video call or whatever. And I said, I'm not doing that. But I said, I will send photos. I did that. So I'm just saying it's not the first time that I went through this with you guys about trying to do the video call. So with all that being said, the circumstances as far as the business itself, I'm just saying it's just been problem after problem and no results. Keep paying for sure, but you know, like I said, as far as you know, my business being moved forward and doing what it needs to do, I'm getting no results. And based on, I've been with you guys, I don't know how many months, but just since March or whatever, as far as you guys going in and doing the optimization, as far as that is concerned, I know you said it's going to take a certain amount of time. However, in the process of when I made my first payments in order to get on board, I should have had at least one call, and I ain't got shit. I'm just saying. So, I mean, with all this saying, do I feel like I want to move forward with zero, you know, coming forward? I mean, I got all kind of other people can find me. Oh, yes. Other people can find this business as a whole. I mean, you got people trying to get loans. You got people trying to inform you of insurance. You got people calling me about the job that you're not, you guys aren't doing well, all kind of shit. They're calling around the clock. So I'm just saying, in relation to those things, and as far as, you know, me being on the front page or how many pages behind I am, I've been told that too. So as far as I'm being on the front page, I'm not there. So I'm
So where do you want to go from here? Do you want to just keep it canceled and be done and we part as friends? Or do you want to keep the website? I mean, it's completely up
well,
to
I'm
you.
I'm just saying, don't bullshit me about what you're doing because it's not happening. You say part is friends. All I want you to do is what you're saying that I'm supposed to be getting paid for. You know, that I'm paying you for that. But I'm just saying.
I understand, but here's the thing I have to tell you just out of all due respect is that if Google communicates with us that we need something, and granted, there's a note that you sent your business registration in or the license in January, so that's great, and you sent some pictures. But if Google is telling us, like, look, that's not sufficient, we want some more information, and then we try to reach out to you to communicate, and you're non-responsive to us, then you might as well take that money that you're spending and throw it down the toilet. Because at that point, we can't do anything with the Google listing because Google's saying we need X, Y, and Z done in order to verify it and to publish it and get it optimized. And if you're not being responsive or say, hey, I sent pictures already, which is great. Maybe you sent some beautiful pictures to put up on the website, but unless they were the specific items that Google needs, then everything
it's kind of like,
let's say that somebody hires you to do a remodel and they're in a gated community. And then you went there, you know, probably 20 times since March trying to get in the gate and nobody ever opened the gate for you. And then they call you back and they say, hey, we're so mad. We don't like your service. Like, how dare you say that you're going to do this, that to our house and remodel it beautifully and you haven't done anything and other people can get in the gate. So why can't you get in the gate? And you'd be like, well, hey, all we're doing is reaching out through, you know, whoever the gate attendant is and letting them know what we're there for. And if they won't let us in, then what can we do? So that's the situation that's taking place.
Well,
in the meantime,
only thing I'm saying right now is that you said you needed pictures of my vehicle, pictures of my license, pictures of the truck. I sent those. That in relation to the concept of what needed to be directed to Google and to other sources, you got that. However, in relation to the video, as far as that is concerned, that was a direction to go around those circumstances that would alleviate those circumstances so that you didn't have to have a video call. So basically, I took the third route of trying to bring that into place. And that's what I did. Like I said, this is not only the first time, this is the second time that I have done that. And in relation to you guys then, if you would have went forward and told them that, I'm sure they would have understood. They said, well, Mr. Hill has sent you pictures of his vehicle, of the truck, also indicating that this is a legal business, and not just sitting on the sideline just waiting for him to do certain things. Of course, this is not what he wants to do. I need to go around
right.
that and figure out how
no, I understand.
The situation is solved. So basically,
yeah.
nobody has done anything, you know. And so,
well, in the meantime, we are doing the directories. We did the website. We do the hosting. We're running your Facebook ads. Incidentally, your business was found or clicked on through the Facebook ads 786 times in the time that you were active with us. So, I mean, we were doing all the other services, but when, you know, Google tells us that they need a video verification, we can't do anything unless the client, you know, is kind of on top of it at that point, which is what we try to, you know, reach out several times and kind of give you that friendly nudge, like, you know, hey, Deleon, you know, please do this. Google's requesting it. We know you did it before, but they're wanting you to do it again type thing. And then, you know, once that gets done, everything gets processed smoothly. So one option that you also might want to consider, and this is what I would do if I was in your shoes, is I can reach out to the technicians right now and see if there is another way other than that video verification. I don't know that there is, but they would communicate that with me right now. And then if we wanted to get the whole shebang up and running again, we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly.
Well, see, that's the thing. Just like you said, basically it's down. It's down. But like I said, the verbal audio call that I got from you this morning indicated that, Mr. Hill, you got to the end of today to get this $49 in, or your site will be pulled down. Now you're telling me a different thing, saying that, oh, your site is already down. And
did you look at the site? The site is still up, but there's a big orange banner at the top saying the information here is no longer being updated. And that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the, you know, the payment's not going through.
Okay, well, like I say, here it is. Payment's not going through. This is where you're trying to get me to make the payment. So, in retrospect to what you're saying, is that I need to, now you're saying that I need to resend pictures and so forth and so on as if it was when I was first starting.
Not
now,
if you do the $49 package, because that's just for the website. But if you wanted to get on the first page of Google, then I have to communicate with that department and see what would be needed there, if the video verification is even still available, because they don't offer that to everybody, you know. And on April 15th, when the account went into suspension because of the payment, that's when they kind of halted on even, you know, trying to reach out to you because the account was in suspension at that time. So, is there another way to verify this client other than video verification? And if not, is that still available? Yeah, so I'll ask them. One thing that I would recommend is if you can do the $49, do that right now. That way we could get the orange banner off the site and the site gets fully activated again and you can, you know, resume, you know, promoting it and taking client calls. And then after I hear back from the technicians, she says she's checking on it now. I should hear back in a few moments. But if you wanted to, you could also reinstate the rest of the program within 2 weeks, and I would prorate the balance for you. Meaning, you know, if you wanted to reactivate it in 2 weeks and go back with that Google optimization and whatnot, then I wouldn't charge you $149 on top of the $49 that you're paying today. I would just take that $49 and credit it towards that and just charge you $100. that gives you a little bit of time to kind of, you know, mull it over, but still get the website reactivated too. Cause a lot of people don't like that orange banner on their site because they say, you know, oh, people think that I'm not, you know, I'm not in business because there's a big orange banner on the site saying it's no longer being activated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, look, here's the card number.
Okay. Let me go back to the billing. Okay. Go ahead, Delian. I'm ready.
4815.
Okay.
8800.
Got it.
380516.
The phone cracked up after the 38. So what was it? 38 what?
62.
Okay, and then 0516?
Correct.
Okay, expiration?
0329.
And the code?
Five seven nine.
And it's still the Thornton Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to go with that plan and just do the 49 now, and then you can decide later if you want to do the rest of the package, or how do you want to do it?
You go ahead and take the full amount, 249 or whatever it is.
Okay, and, so we'll do the full amount. And then give me a second because I just heard a bell ring, so she's responding to me. Currently, video verification is still available. We can escalate to Google for more wise ways to verify for live video. Okay, so let me ask her. Client said he already did the video verification. What you think when back in January or something? Because that's when you sent the registration.
I'm just saying, I gave all the information to my daughter, and she's really good on the internet and this kind of stuff. And she spoke with somebody at your office and got all the feedback that you're supposed to get. And supposedly, they got all that stuff straight. So, you know. I'm just following up with you guys right now on trying to make sure everything is taken care of because, you know, like I say, she spoke with someone in detail that everything was okay and everything was turned in. You guys got what you needed and everything was going to move forward.
So, if I may, can I put her name and number on here where if Google needs something, we could reach out to her? That might be a little bit easier since she's the one that's kind of spearheading that for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, you can do that. If I'm not mistaken, they might have it already.
Let me look in the priority notes and see. It should be in here if she did it before, but sometimes it's hard to see. No, I don't see it. So let me just put a priority note in here. Priority note. And then I'll put, okay, what's her name?
Tiffany. Tiffany Grissom.
So Tiffany Grissom. I'll put client's daughter is authorized on this account. On this account, and please direct any video verification or Google business page requests to her. Okay, what's her phone number?
One sec. It's 510.
Okay.
526114.
Okay, I heard the 510 and the 2614, but the phone cracked up on the first three after the 510.
Okay, just one second.
Mm-hmm.
510-372614.
37 what?
375.
Five. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's funny because the phone cracked up twice right when you read that, the 375. But okay, I got it now. 510-375-2614. Okay, so she's on here now as an authorized user, and they can reach out to her if they need that again. That way you don't have to deal with any of it. And then let me just get the green light on the payment for you. And then one thing I'm going to do is I pushed the next billing out for you till June 15th just to give you a little bit of extra time on the back end to get this done. So you're all paid in full now until June 15th, okay?
All right.
All right. And then one second here because she responded to me again. If he already did the video verification and it asked to re-verify again due to edits, he would still need to undergo the verification. Okay, so that's good to know. So she's saying that maybe there were some edits being done that needed, that triggered another one. Do you want me to put Tiffany's email in here and I can forward that email saying action needed, pictures for Google verification? I can send it to her.
All right.
Okay, I think that might be a good idea too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that number again is...
Oh, I have the number. I just want her email if you have it. If not, I can call her and ask her for it.
Yeah, you can call her.
Okay, I'll call her and I'll let her know that they're asking to do the video verification again. What was that, Jillian?
The number again is 375-2614.
Yep. 510-375-2614, correct?
2614, yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. Okay, I'll call her, and then moving forward, we'll get all of that knocked out with her. That way you don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is answer the phone when people call you, and I know you're going to answer your phone, right? So, okay, you're all good to go. So thank you for taking care of that, Dillion, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.